Festival One podcast.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first seminar at the Barn. We are so privileged to have Jeremy here with us today. You might have already seen some of his art at the Shalom Precinct. If you haven't, go check it out. Jeremy is here today to share his story. So why don't we give a warm welcome.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for showing up, guys. Sweet. So, yeah, I'm here to talk to you and inspire you, hopefully, to start really reaching for those heart dreams that you have in the Lord and to really chase after them. And so the topic of my seminar is Dreaming the Impossible, God with you at work. And I really want to emphasize Ephesians 3:20, which says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the power that is at work within us." And so what I really want to point out in the scripture is ask and imagine, and that the power that is at work within us, which is the Holy Spirit, which is what we each have. So yeah, just a little bit about me. I'm a 28-year-old artist. I'm actually an international artist. I was born in Utah, USA, so I am American, but I grew up in the eastern suburbs of Auckland. I don't have my own British TV show. Yes, quite to the contrary, but I am a creative, so that's me. So just to give you a little bit of background about me, I've been very privileged to work for some really iconic names in the world, including the United Nations, the History Channel, New York Times, the Chicago Bulls, and a number of others, as you can see. And that's been something that's happened over the course of about 7 years that I've been working as a professional. But yeah, it didn't all start out this way. It's really taken quite a while just to find my niche and to find where I fit in the creative world. So yeah, just rewind back to where I was. I was at school at one stage, and I was not entirely sure what I wanted to do. I was actually quite a lost individual at that stage, at 18. I didn't really understand where I fit, as well as what I wanted to pursue as a career. And, like, God really brought me to a place of, like, just trusting him and finding where my leading was in this world. And so the only thing that I found myself really good at was creativity. And so at this time in my life, it was, like, really revolved around, like, partying and just trying to be cool. You know, just the vibes that you have when you're a teenager at that stage, graduating from school, really pretty unsure of yourself. And so I pursued the one thing that I was good at, which was art. Just to give you a little bit of background as well, as my family's quite academic, and so I'd probably be one of the, I'd be the individual that would be probably lacking more on the academic side, but my strength was really on the creativity. And so I pursued that. I pursued that to Wycliffe, where I started playing with watercolors and paints and graphic design, really figuring out what I wanted to do. And so I was just trusting where my heart loves were for the mediums that I wanted to be in. I just played with graphic design. But there was a time at university where God was like, really trying to figure out where I stood with him and where my heart was at towards him. And so in amongst like the partying and just being cool and doing all that kind of stuff, I was really confronted by God, by one of my friends at school, who's like started talking about God in like a real negative way. But I was a real hypocrite at the time, so I couldn't really stand up to them. I was like, they were just hitting up God, and I was like, that's not on, that's not what God's like. And then like, oh, so you're a Christian, are you? And I was like, yeah, I am. I am a Christian. And so God really confronted me going, are you for me, Jeremy, or are you against me? He put a line in the sand and he said, where do you stand? And I said to the Lord, God, I'm all in. And so then God took me down a track of studying at three different universities just through circumstances. So I want to highlight, like, when one door closes, another one opens. And so within my life, I pursued graphic design at Whitecliffe, and I did reasonably well. But at the end, there was only a certain amount of people that could get into the course. And so they said, oh, Jeremy, you're not actually good enough. And I was like, oh, all right, cool as. Like, what do I do now? And so God led me to go and study at NatCol, which is now known as UB Design School. And there I got training in graphic design, and I got my diplomas. And then just through circumstances, God allowed me to go to study at Unitech. And while I was there, I had a need that came up in the church that I was at, and I didn't know who these people were, and there were these people on screen here called the Esther Melody Band. Maybe some of you have heard of them before. In fact, they've played at Parachute. They've been around New Zealand. They're actually, you know, quite well known as a pretty cool Christian band. Anyway, I didn't know that these guys were coming up to Auckland, and I said to the church leadership, hey, these guys can stay at our place. You know, I don't know who they are. I got no background on who they are, but I just want to extend my hand and say, you can stay at my place. And they were like, hey, Jeremy, there's an opportunity to do creativity with us. Would you want to do graphic design with us? And this conversation more or less took place here at Mystery Creek. And I didn't realize it at the time, but saying yes to these people would actually unlock my destiny in God to chase dreams that I never, ever would have thought would happen in my life. And I'll go on to talk about that shortly. But what I want to really emphasize is that just by extending love for some people that I'd never met before, God was able to use that to open up dreams. And so whatever comes into your life, if you say yes out of love, God can unlock that for you too. And so I went on to be trained by God, just stewarding the clients and the projects that he gave me. And so I got to really understand how to flow in creativity with God. So for your artists and musicians out there who are just starting out, this is a time of training period where God really gets you to flow with him. And so for me, it was like there was this one artwork that I can think of. I was making this painting of this Cheshire cat, and I attempted it 3 times, and I just could not master it. And then I just felt to rest myself in God and just dwell in his presence and worship. And then I gave it another real good go, and I mastered it, and I created this artwork, and I put it online, and it just went viral. I mean, like, thousands and thousands of shares around the internet, and, like, people were getting tattoos of it everywhere. People were wanting to buy it. It was just crazy. But the amazing thing was is that, like, in my own efforts just trying to get it done, I couldn't do it. But as soon as I rested in God and learned just to flow with him and just spontaneously let it out of passion, he blessed that. And it became an amazing artwork that just went, around the world. It was awesome. And then another opportunity that came by, just stewarding what God gives you, stewarding the clients that God brings in front of you at the time. And so another thing that really that happened for me that unlocked really unexpected doors just by loving someone was when I was on holiday. I was at the beach. This is actually on Fiji. I was with my family, and I was just drawing and painting kids at the villages there, and you know, they're just happy to receive anything, like, you know. So I was just drawing and just giving them out to them, just loving them. They're like, yeah, I've got a picture of myself, I'm so happy, I'm gonna go hang this up on the wall. And so I was giving them out, and then this guy comes up to me and he goes, wow, like, I really love what you're doing here. Like, this is really good stuff. He goes, you know what? I'd love to have you come and speak and teach and do workshops in one of the most, well, I'm going to say it's one of the most prestigious colleges in Australia. And it'll be all expenses paid. You can stay at, accommodations free. We'll pay for your time. You know, all the students will come here. They'll pay to come to your workshops, all covered. And I'm like, wow, okay. So this is me. I actually went back for like 3 consecutive years. I got to speak and encourage hundreds of students. But the thing that happened was that this all resulted just by loving those that were in front of me. I was just drawing and handing them out, like encouraging the kids. And so that became a real growing experience for me, just trusting in God and giving out. And then God being able to bless something, you know, that was I totally didn't see coming. So, yeah, I just want to encourage you guys that just you don't know what God can do just by doing the small things like that. So just over those starting years, I had graduated, I was learning, I was doing some work with Esther Melody Band. God was stretching me and teaching me how to flow with Him. But then God really, He wanted to meet me and show me what I really loved. But also she wanted to demonstrate that He can use all things to my good. So just to give you a bit of background as well, I was like, you know how I was into the party scene and all that. I, like, loved hip-hop. I blasted Tupac. I mean, I'm not really much of a G, but I thought of myself as one. listening to Tupac, I started to make this painting for this West Coast client that approached me on the other side of the world. And he's like, oh, we want you to make this painting for us. It's actually one of Tupac's most iconic moments. And I was like, okay, this would be an awesome project. I already love Tupac. You know, so cool as I'm keen as. But the client didn't actually honor the agreement that we had. He didn't end up paying me. But so I'd made this cool artwork, and I was just like, okay, God, like, I just leave it in your hands. And then, so yeah, that's one of the artworks that I made. This is him coming out of court. It's actually quite an iconic scene. And the client didn't agree, didn't honor what I had made and the agreement that I had made with them. But God was able to turn that around. So despite this, Tupac's estate got in touch with me over the artwork and blasted it to the whole world as well. And they honored me as well. And thousands of people were saying, hey, I had done that artwork. But somehow God managed to navigate it so that they found me and said, and keep in mind, like, my name wasn't actually attached to the work, but they got a hold of it, and they honored me, and they said, Jeremy Kyle has done this artwork. This is an amazing piece. Not only that, we want to have one of your works and have it in in one of the studios that we have for Tupac and managing his estate. And so I was like, wow, I'm so honored by this. And so God was leading me, and He was using things that I loved. And as a result of that artwork, painting for Tupac, Under Armour ended up seeing that artwork, which is like Nike's competitor. You might have seen them or you purchased their products. They're a really renowned sports brand now. So yeah, they saw the Tupac painting and they're like, we love your work. We want you to do 20 paintings for us for one of our milestone events. It was like celebrating the establishment of their company. We're like, all the headquarters and all the people and their staff come together to, like, I don't know what they do. They celebrate and honor the founding CEO who made it. And so, yeah, they're like, we want 20 artworks in 25 days. And I'm like, it takes me like a week to make one. Anyway, so I was like, this quote from Richard Branson really says it for me. If someone gives you an amazing opportunity and you're not sure that you can do it, say yes and learn how to do it later. And I really believe that. So I was like, all right, I will do this. I actually literally didn't know that I could do it. And to this day, I still can't believe that I managed to pull it off. But with God's grace, I did. And so that was awesome. So there's one of the artworks that I'd made. So yeah, I made 20 of them. But it was at this time that I was being trained and God was blessing me that, and I was really just trying to honor God and go after my dreams in God and really believing him and trusting him and believing that he would unlock my destiny. And so Satan, he recognizes that. And it was at this time that there was actually a real strong temptation that came up for me to really challenge my character and what I wanted to do. And so there were two trees that were planted in my garden. I had a case of Potiphar's wife trying to chase after me. And this isn't just like, oh, it's just a lady that's trying to pursue me. This lady was like someone that I really, really, really liked. It was someone that was like, oh, this is like my dream woman. But it was totally wrong. And so it was like God was weighing up my character. And so if you're going to chase God in your dreams and go after the really big things, you're going to have to expect as well that Satan's going to notice that and he's going to bring along something that will challenge you in your walk with God and to be uncompromising with him. And so, yeah, that was where God had really had to grow me. So this goes on to my next point. In a moment, God can change your life. And this really hits home for me. So Matthew 7 verses to 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. And so I was downstairs in my house, and I was praying before the Lord. I'm going, God, I really want to work for, like, the biggest names in the world. I want to be doing the most gigantic projects that you could give me. Like, this is my heart's desire. And I was just thinking a few months prior to this, it would be so awesome if I could work for the Chicago Bulls. 6 hours later, I'd wake up to them going, Jeremy, we want to work with you for our 50th anniversary campaign. We love your work, and we think you're amazing. You'd be a perfect fit for this milestone in our company. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. And just to like contextualize this, if there was any brand in the world that I could have worked for, any name, it would have been this one. And God gave it to me. So I ended up making a series of artworks for their 50th anniversary, which was to go in their presidential suites. It was going to go all around the world. Millions of people were going to see this. The players were going to get some. I just keep going. So yeah, it was just blasted everywhere. There's some more artworks. This is Jimmy Butler doing one of his layups. Even the players were blown away with it, and they publicly thanked me and said, Jeremy, this is amazing stuff. You know, we love your work. I was just like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this, God. So yeah, even the players were honoring me, and I couldn't, yeah, it's just crazy. So I went on to make about 5 large-scale artworks. The newspaper got involved as well, and the Chicago Bulls invited me over to come and tour their facilities and to enjoy their games. They even took me behind the scenes to go and see the championship rings and, like, the artifacts and stuff that they have behind glass doors and, like, all of this stuff. And I'm like, man, I just can't believe this. This is all the result of me just being before the Lord and just going, God, I give this to you. This is my heart's desire. As it says, ask, seek, knock. He can do immeasurably more than we ask. And then I couldn't believe it, like just the absolute icing on top for me. So I collected Air Jordan since I was a young kid. And to get a letter from the greatest basketball player of all time just blew me away. Like, so yeah. And he ended up encouraging my work and encouraging my abilities, and yeah, just to have some of my art now hanging in his home as well. It's just like, God, you made this happen. This is all you, Lord. Like, I just honor you. So, yeah, they invited me over. and I got to go and enjoy their games. And now I have a series of paintings that are hanging in their presidential suites in the United Center Stadium. And this is all a result of God just seeing what I loved and really just being like, I know what you love, Jeremy, and I know how you think. And I can do immeasurably more than all you think and imagine. So then I started praying, God, how far can I take these prayers? Lord, I would like to change the world. I want to work for, you know, just the biggest names. And so fast forward another, like, couple of weeks, maybe a month, and I had the United Nations get in touch with me. I said, we want you to work with us on the Agenda for Humanity campaign, which being put forward by Ban Ki-moon, who was the Secretary General at the time. So this was the first Agenda for Humanity that was taking place in Turkey. And so, yeah, I went on to make a series of paintings which went on to explain that agenda that the Secretary General was being put forward. So I spent a good series of months just figuring out the conceptual ideas behind that and just flowing with God, just trying to figure out how to convey these ideas. And, yeah, just amazing. I just couldn't believe it. Like, so I ended up booking I went on a trip to the USA, and it was quite amazing because I'd booked an Airbnb, and somehow, I don't know how I did it, but I booked an Airbnb to stay at this quite nice, like, it was like a skyline apartment. And it turned out I booked a reservation with the advisor to the President of the General Assembly at the United Nations, and I had no idea. It was just like God just leading me, just go, oh, yeah, take this one. Okay. But I didn't have this voice going, this is the one you should get, Jeremy. It was just me naturally flowing. Like, I wasn't even thinking anything of it. Anyway, so I was there staying in her place, and she's like, you should come to the UNHQ with us, you and your father. And so I was like, okay, cool as. And so I ended up going to the United Nations headquarters in New York City, and I found myself in this place on my birthday as well, which is another thing that God was speaking to me about on my birthdays, because he keeps seems to using it to speak to me. Like, for example, just that Tupac artwork that I showed you, the management got in touch and they were looking through my profile and they go, now this is really interesting, Jeremy, because I share the same birthday as you. I'm like, huh, okay. So, yeah. Then I was praying, God, like, it would be so awesome, like, how far can you take this? I'd like to do some, you know, I like you to stretch me and we can do some other work. So I want to do stuff that's like historical. And then he's like, okay, let's do some work for the History Channel. So, okay, sweet. So I ended up doing a project with the New York Times for the History Channel, where I went on to make a series of paintings to explain an iconic TV show that was released in the United States called Roots. And they're like, oh, we need you to do some artworks that are inspired from Black American culture and history in regards to this TV show. It's like, all right, do you have references for me? And they're like, nah. It's like, oh, okay. So I went and found the only African American family that I knew, and it just happened to be some of my best friends from my church. And I was like, hey guys, are you keen to be part of like a New York Times History Channel project? And they're like, come again? So I was like, yeah, come on, we'll do a modeling shoot and we'll do some drawings and stuff and I'll do everything based off you guys and your family. It's going to be going like pretty much worldwide, so I hope you're all good with that. They're like, all right, sweetest. So they rocked up to my house and I like bought stuff from like, I don't know, you'll find this funny, but I got like props and stuff from like the warehouse and that and like made them hold it, a little TV, a little broom, jumping over the broom. So yay, let's draw all you jumping over these props. Anyway, it was just really fun just to be able to like grab my mates and get some stuff from the warehouse and make like an international project for like a global brand. Then I started praying, God, I was like, man, you've gotten me on TV, you've gotten me into the newspapers, you've gone far beyond all that I could ever think or imagine or ask. You know, it would be just, you know what, it would be awesome if I could get an award. And I woke up a week later and the project that we did for the New York Times was awarded top 10 in the world for 2016. And I was like, it almost feels like I could ask you anything, God. And he's like, I can do far more than you can imagine, Jeremy. Like, I turn the hearts of kings on the other side of the world, wherever I wish. And it's like, God, I just honor you. So this leads me to where I really want to encourage you is that what's happened in my life can really happen for you. And so this started really just honoring the person in front of me and loving them and not expecting anything back from them, whether it was this person at church saying, we have a need, I'll put my hands up, you can stay at my place. Or just drawing for the kids. Oh yeah, here he goes. Come and speak in Australia, all expenses paid. God, this is my heart's desire, like just before him in the quiet place where no one can see. God, I give you my dreams. And wake up the next day and he has the perfect project for me that he knows my heart. And I just want to encourage you, if you make history with God, he will make history through you. So I just want to thank you. Dreaming the impossible, God with you at work. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to the power that is at work within us. Thank you for listening to my speech.
Jeremy's available to ask any questions, so if you just raise a hand, I'll run this mic to you at the back.
Have you ever had a situation where people thought you were their other Jeremy Kyle?
Many times. Many, many times. Yeah.
Do you give advice?
Do I give them advice? I give them godly advice. Cool.
Anyone else?
What's the most standout moment?
The most standout moment would probably be waking up to work for the Chicago Bulls. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's, even to this day, it blows me away.
Do you have any plans coming up this year or in the next, I don't know, in the future? Any specific plans?
I have a lot of plans, yes. I'm currently writing a book, my first book, which is on entering the creative industry and what you need to know. I'm also doing a seminar based on this at 4 p.m. So if you want to come to that, come along. It's in the precinct. Other plans? I'm in sport, really. Keen to get some more into sport, so yeah, I can't say too much about that just yet because it's a little bit exclusive plans. I do have a project that's pending for Nike right now in collaboration with Air Jordan, so that's going to happen soon-ish. I have a lot of plans, so mostly books, writing, seminar. I like to do some more guest speaking, hopefully to get into schools and universities and encourage people and give them some insight into the creative industry. So yeah, that's probably what's on the top of my agenda right now.
Favorite painting?
My favorite painting? Probably Jordan crying over the trophy. Yeah.
You talked about the Chicago Bulls project being kind of the pinnacle for you, but what's a kind of dream, kind of that size that you're working with God on at the moment, I guess?
Okay. I am working on a project. Well, I like to put forward a project in baseball at the moment with, I want to get my roots really in Chicago. My heart, I have a real heart for Chicago. And I want to do a series of paintings over the course of 5 years where people can collect as a season pass idea. So if you buy a season pass, you get an exclusive print as well. And at the end of the year, people would like sign off on the art, the player and myself, and we'd auction that off for charity and try and get a project of that kind of calibre in the door. So make it more intimate, make it within Chicago, try and get my roots in Chicago and get it into some other sports franchises there. So that's where I'm dreaming for at the moment. And get this book done. This book is, honestly, I'm not a writer, I'm not an academic. For me to be writing this book, like, I got no problem making like a really detailed painting, but sitting down and writing a book, oh my goodness, it's gonna be the hardest project I've ever done. So yeah, that's probably it right now.
Your work that you do with the Chicago Bulls and other work, is there any other type of art that you like to do that's outside of that, that's another side of your creativity?
Yeah, I love doing native birds. So the two sides of my heart really is Chicago and basketball, as well as native New Zealand birds. So I've got some of those here in the precinct where I'm doing my other talk. So I love doing watercolour and ink birds and native birds, yeah.
Anyone else? Look, I just want to really thank you, Jeremy, for sharing some of your story. What really struck me was how you were in constant conversation with God and that you had a listening heart, and I think that is really inspirational, and it's so evident how God has blessed you in your trust in him. So thank you, and can we all just put our hands together again for Jeremy?
For more episodes, go to festival.one.